Hi everyone. This is a quick notice to help you stay safe on WhatsApp. Please take note that no one in Stream Globe will ever contact you, call you, or send you any message requesting for any code or any number to participate in any kind of meeting. That is a scammer's trick. Also, if you're on any of our WhatsApp groups and any member of your WhatsApp group sends you unsolicited personal messages, feel free to report such a person to WhatsApp and they will automatically be blocked from sending you further messages. You can also report such a person's number to an admin in your WhatsApp group so such people can be removed from the group. Please stay safe on WhatsApp and remember to share Stream Globe devotional with your friends and contacts on WhatsApp. Let's spread the gospel through this wonderful platform. We invite you to tune in to the Stream Globe online radio. This is a 24-hour radio service providing you with the best of gospel music, sound Christian teachings, and your favorite Stream Globe devotionals. Share the link with a friend. You will find the link around the end of every devotional text.
Hello and welcome to Stream Globe Daily Devotional. Your host is Pastor S.D. Abraham.
Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled Honor God with Your Substance. Today's meditation was written by Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall be taking our Bible reading from Proverbs chapter 3 verse 9. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. I have just read from the King James Version Bible. Adaobi's parents were billionaires, but each time she traveled to visit, she would buy them clothes, fruits, foodstuff, and anything she felt they would need. She would also give them money. Even though her parents' house was usually full of all kinds of assorted fruits and foods, anytime Ada brought fruits for her parents, they claimed the fruits tasted better. Her mother would proudly wear the dress Ada buys for her, as if she didn't have better ones. Ada's gifts always brought joy to her parents because they felt honored by them. Our God owns all things, but it gives Him joy when we honor Him with what we have. Unfortunately, I have found that some Christians in Africa dishonor God by still honoring some household idols. They do so whenever they give money for idolatrous purposes and rituals, even though they don't participate directly. When you give your money for idolatrous practices, you are doing so to honor a demon that is most likely seeking to regain dominion over you. Whether it is during burials or any other kind of ceremony where money is to be given for rituals, Christians are not to be involved in such. It is a dishonor to God for you to give to another god anything, no matter how small. You cannot honor God and honor a village god at the same time. Doing so exposes you to demons. Go into today determined to honor God with your substance. Remember that our God is a jealous God. Do not give to another what belongs exclusively to Him. Pray like this. Thank you, Father, for your word today. I pray you help me truly honor you with my life. In Jesus' name, amen. If you are listening to this and you are not yet born again, or you want to accept Jesus today as your Lord and Savior, let's pray this prayer together in faith. Repent of your sins before the Lord. Ask Jesus to come and be the Lord, the controller, the ruler of your life. Hand over the ownership and government of your life to Jesus from today. You can say these words in faith. Say, Lord Jesus, I believe in my heart that you are Lord. And I confess today that you are Lord over my life. I submit to you and I repent of all my sins. Indeed, all the things I have been doing that has been contrary to your will. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for receiving me. In Jesus' name, amen. If you have just prayed this prayer in faith, I want to encourage you to visit our website. You will find the link at the end of today's devotional text and click on the menu there that says, "Are you saved?" That menu will lead you to a web page where you will find resources that will help you grow. The audio for today's yearly Bible reading plan comes up next. Remember, this Bible reading plan is continuous. So if you begin with us today, for example, by this time next year, you would have gone through the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation. The audio comes up next, Psalms chapter 3 to chapter 5.
Psalm 3, a psalm of David when he fled from his son Absalom.
Lord, how many are my foes? How many rise up against me? Many are saying of me, God will not deliver him.
But you, Lord, are a shield around me, my glory, the one who lifts my head high.
I call out to the Lord, and he answers me from his holy mountain. I lie down in sleep. I wake again because the Lord sustains me. I will not fear though tens of thousands assail me on every side. Arise, Lord, deliver me, my God. Strike all my enemies on the jaw. Break the teeth of the wicked. From the Lord comes deliverance. May your blessing be on your people.
Psalm 4, for the director of music with stringed instruments, a psalm of David.
Answer me when I call to you, my righteous God. Give me relief from my distress. Have mercy on me and hear my prayer. How long will you men turn my glory into shame? How long will you love delusions and seek false gods? Know that the Lord has set apart his faithful servant for himself. The Lord hears when I call to him. Tremble and do not sin. When you are on your beds, search your hearts and be silent. Offer the sacrifices of the righteous and trust in the Lord. Many, Lord, are asking, who will bring us prosperity? Let the light of your face shine on us. Fill my heart with joy when their grain and new wine abound. In peace I will lie down and sleep. For you alone, Lord, make me dwell in safety.
Psalm 5, for the director of music for pipes, a psalm of David.
Listen to my words, Lord. Consider my lament. Hear my cry for help, my King and my God. For to you I pray. In the morning, Lord, you hear my voice. In the morning, I lay my request before you and wait expectantly. For you are not a God who is pleased with wickedness. With you, evil people are not welcome. The arrogant cannot stand in your presence. You hate all who do wrong. You destroy those who tell lies. The bloodthirsty and deceitful you, Lord, detest. But I, by your great love, can come into your house in reverence. I bow down toward your holy temple. Lead me, Lord, in your righteousness because of my enemies. Make your way straight before me. Not a word from their mouth can be trusted. Their heart is filled with malice. Their throat is an open grave. With their tongues they tell lies. Declare them guilty, O God. Let their intrigues be their downfall. Banish them for their many sins, for they have rebelled against you. But let all who take refuge in you be glad. Let them ever sing for joy. Spread your protection over them, that those who love your name may rejoice in you. Surely, Lord, you bless the righteous. You surround them with your favor as with a shield.
Hello, friends. This is a call for partnership. Kindly consider partnering with Stream Globe World Outreach. We are committed to streaming the globe with the Word of God. Because we are not a church and do not collect regular tithes and offerings, our finances come from the free will donation of people who are blessed by this ministry. We pay monthly in US dollar for our servers, our websites, podcast, online radio, and services. We pay rent, organize conferences, procure and maintain needed equipment. We print, etc. If you wish to partner with us, you can send your seed to our account. And here are the details. The account number is 121-073-3265. That is 121-073-3265. And the account name is Stream Globe World Outreach. The bank is Zenith Bank Nigeria. That is Zenith Bank Nigeria. Or you can contact us through the phone number you will find on this message in any of our WhatsApp groups, so that we can furnish you with information on how to give to this ministry if you want to give from an international location apart from Nigeria. God bless you as you partner with us, and you will share in the reward for this work before the Lord.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Kindly share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry, get more of our free resources, or give to this work, visit our website at streamglobe.org.